Now on there. The recitation of articles that are available in open access journals. These documents are freely available on the internet. Be sure to visit the site of the journal for more information. Enjoy. Herpes for the Information Age. Plagiarism and the Infection of Universities by Tara Brabazon from Fast Capitalism. Fast Capitalism 2. Two vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/ Herpes for the Information Age. 1 of 34/06/13/20/10/5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. Two vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/ Plagiarism and the Infection of Universities. Tara Brabazon. It is always disconcerting to see our former employers featured in local newspapers. It is worse when their name is mentioned under the headline, UNIS Crackdown on Student Cheats, Hype 20062. In the article, Murdoch University reported 157 cases of cheating in assignments, and most students caught cheating were studying social sciences or humanities courses. The Pro Vice Chancellor Academic, January Thomas, stated that most of our cases occur in our ST semester with new students. Once they learn it's not the right thing to do, and they have decent writing and management skills, they don't do it again. Thomas and Hyatt 20.06A2. As I sat reading this article, in an otherwise peaceful Saturday morning, I pondered why no cases of plagiarism, cheating or collusion had emerged in my RST year courses, located in the social sciences and humanities through my 8 years at the same university mentioned in the article. It was not good luck. Considered curricula planning, intense contact with students, and the annual updating of materials to avoid the resubmission of older papers are proactive and positive strategies. Yet these strategies that require professional development, time and teacher activity are not validated methods for educational managers to counter plagiarism. Instead, mandatory electronic screening of student assignments is the future of curricula planning. Hype 20.06A2. There is an alternative trajectory to ponder. It is very easy to blame students for plagiarism. It is much more difficult to recognize how SPA and academic managers are both implicated in and facilitating this behavior. Uploading PowerPoint slides to the internet, iLectures and the use of textbooks, rather than wider reading of scholarly monographs, all encourage simple and rehearsed answers to difficult questions. The decline in the reading of scholarly monographs and refereed articles and the reduction in our expectations and hopes for students created a context requiring minimal reading, poor writing and sloppy standards of scholarship. It is too convenient for academic managers to administratively slap students for plagiarism rather than proactively encourage higher standards in teaching and learning. J.V. Bolkin revealed the importance of this positive, proactive and interventionist agenda. Many educators blame the internet for what they perceive as the rise of plagiarism. Although the internet certainly enables more efficient plagiarism, blaming it for widespread copying is akin to blaming 2 of 34/06/13/20/10/5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. Two vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/ Bank robbery and the presence of cash in the building. It is a factor, of course, but not the root cause of the behavior. Just as with bank robbery, the solutions to plagiarism must be multifaceted. Efforts must be directed at prevention, as well as detection and punishment. Banks don't leave piles of cash stacked by the front door. Educators should take care to make assignments that hinder plagiarists. It is also important to remember that it isn't just vaults and security guards stopping bank robberies. The vast majority of people wouldn't rob a bank even if they could Balkan 20064. The goal of this article is to validate Balkan's challenge and present alternate strategies to manage plagiarism in the contemporary university. The aim is not to use the stick of administrative regulations or staunch software programs, which instills fear, confusion, blame and retribution, but to access the more intricate potentials of curricular development and the expertise of librarians and information managers. While academics and librarians have accepted the administrative and managerial takeover of universities, there are ways to manage plagiarism beyond more meetings, agendas, resolutions, checklists, censure and blame. In this piece, a presentation of the ambiguous and conjectural nature of plagiarism is followed by two interventions to librarian information management and curricular development. I conclude with the complexity and confusion that emerges through the change in educational expectations and literacies. As participation rates at universities have widened, those of us interested in education must make a choice between blaming the internet for plagiarism and establishing a system of retribution to manage it, or recognizing that our current students are facing a range of complex social, economic and technological challenges that require more precise tools to address their concerns. Rhodes, 2002. The treatment of students as clients who consume education and are served by their teachers is transforming how these students/clients consider their assessment. Instead of being examined, they are being supported. Instead of being taught, they are facilitated. Librarians have been critical of the consequences of reducing semesters and compressing learning into segments that render impossible the development of research methods. As Nicole Auer and Ellen Krupar confirm, universities have also fallen prey to the consumer mentality, this time directed at students. With the proliferation of maemesters, which contrive to give the illusion that you can condense a semester's worth of learning into a short few weeks, universities have given up some of the pretense that learning is the purpose of classes. 3 of 34/06/13/2010/5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. With students caught up by time constraints from interlibrary loan retrieval or articles, or even the time to analyze information, what exact message are the students receiving on the value of any knowledge they may accidentally glean from their frantically paced class hour and group hour? 2001-421. If universities are charging students for courses, course materials, maintenance fees, car parks and library cards, then it is a continuance of this ideology that money can also buy an essay. Consumers, students, are buying a service education. Nancy Girard confirmed that students today pay a lot of money to attend college or university. So many of them feel that any and all ways they find to excel are acceptable, including plagiarism. 20414. By making the primary goal of education to attain a job, there is little time or recognition for me to learning skills or a discussion of the intrinsic values of scholarship and thinking. Through the use of language like graduate attributes, generic skills, flexibility and team building, the point of transformative and transgressive education is displaced. These speculations about the future of work are creating endless chatter about how students negotiate a post-education future. The goal is to consume facts, not control, interpret and manage information. The academy models good and bad behavior, and students watch how we handle and manage ethical questions. Cather, 2003-159. Before educational administrators judge and condemn plagiarizing students, university structures must be assessed and reassessed for their standards, value and quality. Cut, paste and think plagiarism is a complex cultural formation. In a binarized, digitized discourse, intellectual theft is framed as definitive, trackable and clear. Shelley Angelo Carter confirmed, three modes of plagiarism. Cheating, deliberate fraud, non-attribution through ignorance of referencing models, and paraphrasing, that is simply too close to the original source. Angelo Carter 2000, yet Edward Winter realized the consequences, to scholars and scholarship of self-plagiarism. This occurs when an author uses his or her work that has been published previously elsewhere. Among other aspects, infringement of copyright enters the frame. Before a high horse is mounted, consider the challenges faced when describing methods. If a particular technique is used repeatedly in one's work, it soon becomes taxing to describe that technique in a different form of words. Attempts to get around the problem by using the expression, the technique has been described in full elsewhere, so only a brief outline is presented here, means that a reader has to go to another 4 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 Vertical Bar Herpes, for the Information Ag. Utah. /HUMA/AGR/FastCapitalism/2_2/. Source with attendant inconvenience that this brings. Often reviewers challenge this approach. Winter, 2006, 113. Clearly, the determination of self-plagiarism and citation is not as precise as the software evangelist administrators may wish. Similarly, there is the messy and complicated issue of senior academics claiming or being named as an author for others' intellectual work. In my postgraduate career, several supervisors claimed the right to co-author my articles, even though they did not read the work. In response, I published the articles after the doctorate had passed through the examination process. Senior academics are claiming the work of their research assistants and doctoral candidates as a matter of course. As a media historian who uses archival sources both analog and digital, I am reticent to rely on or use other scholars' research without actually reading the materials. This claiming slash appropriation of the work of subordinates can be called institutional plagiarism. Roger Logue describes this term as a feature of systems of formal hierarchy, in which credit for intellectual work is more a consequence than a cause of an equal power and position. In other words, it occurs when a superior, because of his or her position, gets the credit for the work of a subordinate. This includes ghostwriting, when the actual writing is done by someone else. Honorary authorship, where a supervisor who has done little or no research is listed as a co-author of an article, or where work done by junior workers is commonly signed by more senior academics. The practice of putting your name to a piece of work when you have had little or no input is so extensive in academic and research communities that it is often regarded as the norm. Looking at the number of multi-authored articles published in journals, many claim to be written by more than 15 authors, 205-40-41. This was an important issue that I had to sort out before taking in a large number of postgraduate supervisions. Once clear, I could communicate my position to students. My rule was, their work is theirs. My work is mine. When we write it together, it is ours. I also moderate and monitor my role in the writing at all times to ensure that I am at least pooling my scholarly weight. It is not my right to claim their project or research. Yet if students have seen senior scholars who have little contribution in an article adding their name to research, what lessons are being learnt about intellectual integrity? As these examples suggest, the internet did not invent plagiarism. Instead, it made it easier to accomplish and easier to detect. This problem has also fed the managerial appetite to solve academic challenges by administrative means. 5 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 Vertical Bar Herpes, for the Information Ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agr/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Patrick Scanlon has confirmed that the adoption of increasingly popular electronic plagiarism checkers, although probably effective in the near term as deterrents, could actually prevent faculty from addressing the problem before the fact as a critical matter of students' intellectual and ethical development. Faculty and administrators should seek ways to tend to internet plagiarism. However, they should do so as educators, rather than as detectives. 2006-161. The tools of teachers are different from the strategies of software designers. Also, the statistics of plagiarism need to be placed in context. McCabe and Trevino's two multi-campus surveys found that 30% of students admitted to academic dishonesty in 1963, compared to 26% in 1993. McCabe and Trevino 1996-2933. Updating the surveys to 2002, Scanlon and Newman discovered that only 2.3% of students admitted to frequently buying papers from the paper mills, 6% admitted to the purchase of the papers sometimes. Scanlon and Newman, 2002-370-4385. Yet there are also other sources of information about student behavior and source material to consider. The Joint Information System Committee, JISC, investigated British further education institutions. The respondents to their survey believe that 74% of plagiarism came from textbooks and theses, with 24% derived from the internet. Large 2001. http://www.jisc.ac.uk/uploaded_documents/plagiarism_notes. RTF. Similarly, John Royce discovered no Turnitin matches with Usenet discussion groups, or lists, online encyclopedias or subscribe databases. Royce, 20328. These results confirm that there is no internet-caused recent epidemic, and similar levels of plagiarism were reported in the analog age. Yet the plagiarism from textbooks and theses is an unaddressed issue through the software panacea. Librarians and fighting for the future. As librarians, we know that detection is not the main objective in a campaign against plagiarism. 20044. Margaret Burke. Librarians have often predicted a problem in information management years before policymakers and teachers. As new platforms and databases have entered the curriculum, librarians are increasingly being required to teach, evaluate and present the strengths and problems of the information scaffold for staff. Nicole Lauer and Ellen Krupar realize that librarians are in a unique position to help prevent and detect plagiarism by forming partnerships with faculty to re-examine assignments and instructional sessions, and by informing them of 6 of 34 06 13 20 10 5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 Vertical Bar Herpes for the Information Ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Internet Paper Mills and Useful Internet Search Strategies. Hour and Krupar 2001. 415. In addressing not only plagiarism, but how data moves through space and time, librarians have understood the complexity and political consequences of this debate. Yet besides these wider concerns, they also must handle more immediate needs from academics. As C. Brian Smith reports, a professor approaches the reference desk and hands me a recent student paper. "I think this has been plagiarized," she says. "Can you help me prove that the content has not been lifted?" Skimming the text, I note a few unique phrases and type the word combination into Google's search box. I click on the link to the RST, hit them feeling lucky and see that the web document matches the student's paper verbatim. The scenario is not unusual. More and more, my role as an academic reference librarian involves helping professors track down evidence of digital plagiarism. 2003. http://www.librarydjournal.com/article/ca304092. HTML. There are many responses to Smith's story. An obvious one is why the academic did not have the skill, expertise and awareness within her own subject to Beware of particular phrases, and input them into Google McCullough and Holmberg 2005. There are far more complex searches that are often required to track the cuts and pastes and lifts. The idea that such a basic strategy would take a librarian's time demonstrates that the training of academics in information management needs to increase. While there is a focus on students intentionally taking material, there is no doubt that there is also confusion about referencing styles and modes. Obviously, the notion that students can arrive at a university and be unable to reference is a concern. Yet this remedial work is required in almost all first-year papers that are submitted to me at university. Librarians have the expertise and experience to fulfill this role much more effectively than academics. Therefore, it is crucial that librarians not only be valued for their work, but be given a proactive space to redefine their role in an information age where footnotes are optional. Our and group are hypothesized about the nature of this function. The librarian's role on campus has been somewhat limited in the past. Access to students has been through point-of-use aids, reference interviews, and instructional classes. Librarians must now actively seek out new roles on campus that will create open and regular dialogues with students about information and its ethical use. Our and group are 2001-424. 7 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 PM. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 Vertical Bar Herpes for the Information Ag. http://www.utah. Through the integration of information literacy into curriculum via the presentation of the information scaffold through assessment, SUCA project can be enacted. Pivotally, librarians can prevent plagiarism rather than punish it. One of the finest examples of this goal and the original inspiration for the writing of this paper was the ILLIP Information Literacy's introductory program at the University of Wollongong in Australia. There are many reasons that make this scheme noteworthy. Firstly, it is a compulsory course to be completed by all undergraduates and coursework postgraduates at the university. Further, it must be completed by the end of the first enrolled semester. If it is not, then the students' grades are withheld. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ILLIP/. The aim of ILLIP is to overtly teach information literacy, which is defined as the ability to locate, critically analyze, interpret, evaluate, and use information. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ILLIP/. There are a series of training modules and an online ILLIP test. Each module provides information in a particular topic, such as how to use the library catalog and how to access various databases. There is also a special topic on plagiarism. These modules are strong and effective use of the online learning environment. As a skill-based program, it can repeat information continually and use drill-based assessment. The RST module introduces the range of information sources and how to commence the research process. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ILLIP/module_01starting. HTML. The difference between journal articles. http://www.library.uau.edu/help-training/tutorials/research/journals. HTML. Newspaper articles, books. http://www.library.uau.edu/help-training/tutorials/research/books. HTML and the internet is explained. The type of information found from public opinion to new research is also discussed, along with the difference between fact tools like dictionaries and encyclopedias and finding tools like print indexes and databases. The second module applies this preliminary discussion of the types and forms of information for the materials the students will access through university Redm lists, http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilip/module_02redmglist. HTML. The site teaches how to reference a book, book chapter, article and website and how these sources appear within the library catalog. As each source is introduced, an online interactive activity asks the students to identify the title, authors, publishers, date and place of publications. From the second module, the how of referencing is introduced. Significantly, web-based referencing is discussed in the same way as other analog and print-based information, thereby naturalizing the ideology that digital sources must be referenced identically to all other types of data. After establishing this information literacy in referencing styles, this module then teaches students how to ante items in a Redm list, either electronically or in print, and how to access those sources. 8 of 34/06/13/20/10/5/59 PM Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Module 3 logically builds from this preliminary introduction in referencing and searching. Titled Finding More Information, it demonstrates for students how to locate keywords and phrases to deploy in a search. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilip/printbook_ost. HTML, and how to assess relevance and importance. Pivotally, there is also a discussion of how to evaluate the search so that the student can continue to improve their skills and vocabulary. The stress on keywords is important, as is the desire to discover synonyms. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilip/identify. HTML, and use connectors between keywords. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilip/connectors. HTML, weaker students have a limited vocabulary, but they rarely connect their weaknesses in language with their weakness in research effectiveness. There is also a discussion of choice in library databases. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilip/module_03finals. HTML, what makes this module important is that it does not stop research at the finding of information, but demonstrates how to assess, rank and evaluate the value of the found material. Once the students have gained a sense of the diversity of information, how it is evaluated and referenced, the fourth module on plagiarism is presented. http://uau.edu/student/attributes/ilip/module_04plagiarism. HTML. The accidental and deliberate forms of plagiarism in Andoiner, presented through photographs as much as the written word. A clear and rational description of why plagiarism should be avoided by students is conveyed. Avoiding plagiarism requires you to master the art of knowing how to reference the wisdom of others and still be able to create your own original work. http://uau.edu/student/attributes/ilip/module_04plagiarism. HTML. There are concrete examples that ask students to locate the plagiarism in featured paragraphs and a quiz to ensure that students precisely determine the definition of plagiarism. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilip/module_04answer2. HTML. The issue is enmeshed into a palette of spotty skills, including time management, effective note-taking and understanding the conventions of referencing. University guidelines are also discussed, http://www.uau.edu.html, along with the use of Turnitin. Plagiarism is not the frightening and overwhelming conclusion to LIP, being the warning beacon of what happens to those who fail in university. Instead, the final module focuses on the evaluation and use of information, http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/lip/module_05/html. Importantly, the section confirms that locating and accessing information is only a first step in developing scholarship. Confirming that all information is 9 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.uta.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/ not of equal value. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/lip/module_05/html. The importance of evaluation is confirmed, particularly because of the multiple providers of digital data. A 4-tier checklist for the assessment of information is constructed: purpose, audience, value, and appropriateness. The goal is to ensure that students question and check the cited material for both quality and accuracy. The ability to frame and ask relevant questions in determining the purpose of the information is modeled, and there is a concrete demonstration of how data is shaped and written for specific audiences. Perhaps the key strength of ILLIP is that it places information searching, plagiarism, and evaluation in context. Anita McKinney realized that helping students become information seekers, synthesizers, analyzers, evaluators, innovative thinkers, problem solvers, decision makers, producers of knowledge, communicators, and collaborators is one way to create an environment that minimizes cheating, plagiarism, and copyright violations. 20054. The ILLIP scheme is important and an effective model for all universities because it is compulsory. There is a skill-based test that students must pass, even through repeated sittings, before grades are released. Such a strategy means that ignorance about plagiarism is not an excuse for student breaches. Also, the modules are extremely well thought out, logically developed, and provide numerous examples. Such a process is effective and efficient. Planning for searches creates electronic and intellectual expectations and a capacity to find the right information beyond the wayward and misleading. It also commences critical thinking and interpretation before slamming into an information glut. This rational and ordered approach to information management is distinct from the random, emotive, and conversational mode of searching through Google. The key is not how many hits are returned from a search, but how many are relevant, current, and live sites. While web use for academic research is increasing, the quality of sources varies tremendously. Teachers can build informed curriculum, but we need help. Libraries and librarians are so important because they punctuate the information landscape, controlling and managing student enthusiasm and confusion. No search engine is an intrinsic purveyor of truth, and ILLIP's great strength is the smooth movement between on and offline, digital and analog. Yet Cerise Oberman realized that in today's libraries, the real problems seem to center around what is almost an ideological commitment to the computer. Today it is not unusual to have students assert to teacher and librarian alike that the computer has given them all the information they need. There is something subtle at work here. The nature of the computer has 10 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.uta.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/ edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Convinced students that all relevant information on any topic can be retrieved solely through this medium. 1996 full text. Students are confusing quality and quantity information. The triviality of the material found means that searchers too often become enthused with access to information and do not ask why we needed access to information in the RST place. The key skill that most of us need to learn, which is facilitated by the expertise of librarians, is how to manage and balance print and electronic resources. Unfortunately, these challenges emerge in a time when libraries are struggling to maintain their collection. Tim Coates recognized that only 20 years ago the library was one of the most vibrant of civic facilities. It survived the arrival of cheap paperbacks, radio, television, VCRs, and the first generation of human computers. Use was increasing. Even if libraries were slightly dull, they were a family and community institution playing an essential role in lifelong learning, social cohesion, and pleasurable reading. They lent 600 million books a year and provided information and study facilities that were used widely. But senior managers became enthralled by computers. They anticipated that all information could be organized in an accessible way. Not only was the electronic future technically innovative, but it was also attractive to young people. Computers were introduced to libraries and book collections were allowed to fall into neglect. As a consequence, demand dwindled. Libraries found a role instead as free internet cafes. 20054. Actually, collection management of print-based sources is even more important in this internet-mediated environment than it was before digitization. Libraries are not internet cafes. They are places to not only find books, but to discover a way of ordering and organizing knowledge. Richard Sayers realized that our challenge is to convince the techno-fadists and economic rationalists that Google is still not yet one of the seven wonders of the modern world. 2003-410. Google will only be one stop in a long journey through research and scholarship. Significantly, ILLIP places Google into a much wider architecture of data and information. The internet is not a library. Google is not a library catalog. These are dangerous metaphors. The characteristic of a library, the organization of knowledge into preservable categories, has left few traces in the internet. A catalog of accessible holdings is not a collection of numbers, but a sequence of ideas. This ordering is not an archaic relic of the analog age, but holds a social function. To allow users to search and assess information and build larger relationships to broader subjects, theories, and ideas. While the web may appear to remove the physicality of information, we are yet to make this leap. 11 of 34 06 13 2010 5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Conceptually, the digital library is determined as much by research training, database instruction, computer support, and document delivery as the availability of search engines. Information literacy integrates documents, media form, content literacy, and learning. The expertise of librarians and teachers must overtly rather than implicitly support new modes of reading, writing, and communicating, integrating and connecting discovery, searches, navigation, and the appropriateness of diverse resources. The lessons of ILLIP are clear for educators and education. Students require time, care, energy, and good assessment to improve their digitized academic research. Teachers require professional development in library studies, internet studies, and literary theory to create a worthwhile intellectual journey through this new research landscape. Most importantly, universities must value their libraries and librarians. We need to find structural ways to push our students back into libraries to discover the value of wandering up the corridors of journal stacks. Also, with library budgets declining, we need to remember and value the knowledge, professionalism, and training of librarians. Where the curriculum goes, students follow solid assessment, and good teaching can't be overemphasized. Motivation, of course, is the key. Motivated and engaged learners are much less likely to take shortcuts. If they're only in your classroom to get a grade and move on, the potential for plagiarism will be greater. 20065. J. V. Bolkin. The transformation of assessment in the last 20 years, with a decline in closed book examinations and an increase in coursework-based assessment, means that formal invigilation has declined and plagiarism has increased. Ashworth, Freewood, and MacDonald. 2003, 258. Yet while such realizations may trigger hand-wringing and click-slappings about dumbing down, actually, there are more complex causalities and consequences of the transformations in the student cohort and student learning. Before demonstrating how effective curriculum can counter plagiarism, there needs to be a discussion of the new student culture that we are managing in our universities. Really, plagiarism is the least of a teacher's worries. A UK study reported that nearly half the national workforce is virtually illiterate and more than a third is practically illiterate. Kingston. 20069. Therefore, hoping that learners will be able to find and evaluate information when they cannot read this information in the first place demonstrates an ignorance of literacy theory and pedagogy. What I am seeing in my classroom is approximately half of each. 12 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. Two vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Years cohort placing education, research, and scholarship very low on their list of important tasks. Ironically, in the midst of the knowledge economy, students are being less creative, innovative, and dynamic. They are writing Fordist essays, mass-produced papers with standardized search engines. This is an ironic and disturbing realization. Supposedly, an education geared for an assembly line is inappropriate for these new times. When Tony Blair stressed the changes to the economy in his 1997 election campaign, he concurrently stressed education, education, education as his three top priorities. The reason was clear. Knowledge is not only something to create or share, but exploit. Amid his emphasis, and while fighting his third election in 2005, he battled screaming headlines in the Times. Schools still cannot teach pupils to read by age of 11, Halpin. 20051. Yet, this critique is not the historical disaster it appears. Alan Luke confirmed that literacies operate within socially situated practices. 1998-300-5313. As contexts change, so must the definition and pedagogies encircling literacy. If the knowledge economy is to be more than a slogan of the third-way political agenda, then a negotiation of critical literacies will require primary attention and scholarly priority. Plagiarism is a smokescreen, an invented crisis to mask the pivotal discussion about educational standards at schools and universities and the transformation of literacies. A concern for theorists is that the endless discussion of the pervasive nature of plagiarism is damaging and warping the learning culture for students. As Charles McLafferty and Karen Faust confirmed, incidents such as these indicate the presence of a new student ethos in which plagiarism and other forms of cheating are common and even acceptable. As professors, we have confronted situations of blatant plagiarism and have received responses such as the following. I have completed these types of assignments for several instructors in the same manner and have never been questioned or accused of plagiarism before. 2004-186. Students love this sort of statement. If one class does not demand reading and scholarship, then it assumes that the academics demanding high standards hold misplaced expectations. Yet McLafferty and Faust Confirm that when students are instructed appropriately and given certain types of assignments, plagiarism is minimized or rendered virtually impossible. 2004-186. They note particular red flags, including dead web links and incongruence in the argument. The problem of information management at university is not caused by Google or the internet, but it is framed by loose and unspecified rendering of the project and outcomes of education. John Battelle asked, 13 of 34 06 13 2010 5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Let's break down Google's mission further. What is information, anyway? In the end, it is data that describes something. The RST years of Google's rise have taught us that if something is of value, it needs to be in Google's index. What if the world becomes the index? In other words, Google has in its 7 short years become a canvas upon which we project every application or service we can imagine. Google as phone company, as cable provider, as university, 20052. It is important to be completely honest about the internet, let alone the web that is being searched by Google and used by students. The web is large, occasionally irrelevant, led with advertising, outdated ghost sites, and is increasingly corporatized. It seems appropriate that Google is ubiquitous at the moment when teachers and librarians are overworked and less available to see students. Plagiarism in such an environment must thrive. David Larcher confirmed that search engines such as Google are so easy and immediate that many young people, faced with a research assignment, just Google their way through the internet rather than struggle through the hoops of a more traditional library environment, 20314. Google standardizes searching at the time when there is a great diversity of both information and users. In a fast food, fast data environment, the web transforms into an information drive-through. It encourages a type in download, cut, paste, submit educational culture. A 2001 study reported that 71% of American students relied mostly on the internet for major assignments at school. In the same study, 24% relied mostly on the library, and only 4% used both the internet and the library. http://www.pewinternet.org/pdfs/pip_schools_report. PDF. My aim in the last years of teaching has been the building an information scaffold and to lift that 4% gear so that students are actively moving between the digital and the analog, then refereed web and scholarly databases. We need to teach overt the meaning and purpose of refereeing. Content and context must be aligned. Further, we must ensure, through curricular choices, that these tools are actually used, rather than taught and ignored. There is a fine body of literature presenting case studies of remarkable curriculum and effective assignment strategies that not only lessen plagiarism, but increase student motivation. Doug Johnson revealed, educators expend much effort trying to catch plagiarism in student work. Teachers and library media specialists use various web services and internet search techniques to detect student work that is lifted from online sources. While such tools are necessary and can, 14 of 34 06 13 2010 5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Be effective. Our time as educators would be better spent creating assignments that require original, thoughtful research and therefore minimize the likelihood of plagiarism in the first place. 2004-549. Writing fresh and specific assessment tasks is the primary way to make plagiarism not only less likely, but close to impossible. The advantage of not using a textbook is that small, quirky and local articles and extracts can be deployed. Also, students have to manage the diverse modality of sources. I have used two curricula strategies in my first year courses to increase their information literacy and reduce the likelihood of plagiarism. One method is to insist upon an annotated bibliography with very precise modes of sources, determined by media and systems of review, http://editor. Libro. AC. UK/upload/brabazonpf. PDF. In this way, the problems of Google and online sources, creating a glut of information of low quality, is solved through teaching students the skills of sorting, sifting and evaluation. 1. Essay justification and annotated bibliography. This assignment prepares students for writing their main essay. All students are free to choose the topic of this paper, but it must sit within the following module. Readership and politics in. Students may fill in the gap with a site of their choice. Here are some options to start you thinking about your own interests. Evaluate the relationship between text, readership and politics in David Beckham. Evaluate the relationship between text, readership and politics in Nike Footwear. Evaluate the relationship between text, readership and politics in Kill Bill Vol. 2. Evaluate the relationship between text, readership and politics in Bob Marley's Hair. Evaluate the relationship between text, readership and politics in James Bond's Dinner Suit. Evaluate the relationship between text, readership and politics in Drumman, Bass. Evaluate the relationship between text, readership and politics in Who Weekly. Evaluate the relationship between text, readership and politics in 15 of 34 06 13 2010 5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. Two vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/football. Evaluate the relationship between text, readership and politics in a university tutorial. Evaluate the relationship between text, readership and politics in Microsoft Windows. Students are only limited in choice by their own imagination. The key is to ensure that your topic is supported by material in the course reader. Please note, it is expected that students will use between 10 and 20 sources from the course reader to write the main essay. This level of research and scholarship is non-negotiable and must be visible in the bibliography of the submitted main essay. This first assignment prepares you for the writing of this important main assignment. You must do the following. Stage 1. Present your chosen question, justifying your choice, and identifying any problems in terms of material, interpretation or argument that you foresee. Outline who will be the primary theorists you will use, and the major argument of the essay point you are trying to prove. This section will be between 400 to 600 words in length. Stage 2. Students will use between 10 and 20 sources from the reader for the main essay. Therefore, the second stage for your first assignment focuses on students finding sources outside the reader. Students are required to locate 10 further sources and write between 20 and 40 words on each source, explaining their relevance to the project. This explanatory paragraph creates an annotated bibliography rather than simply bibliography. The 10 sources must be of the following type. 2. Scholarly monographs. Please note, a monograph is a book. Ensure that the text is produced by a recognized scholarly publisher, such as a university press, to print-based refereed articles. Refereeing is the process whereby a journal sends out an article to scholars in the field to assess if it is of international quality and rigor. Students know that articles are refereed because on the inside cover of the journals, an editorial board is listed and the process of review outlined. Examples include the Cultural Studies Review, the International Journal of Cultural Studies, Media International Australia, and Cultural Studies, one web-based refereed article. Students must ensure that the site they 16 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes, for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/usicasm/c, or First Mondays, the refereed online journal, one website, that is non-refereed, that is an online article, from publications such as Online Opinion, a blog or fan club site. One magazine or newspaper article. One track or album of popular music. One advertisement from radio, television, magazines or the online environment. One television program or film. Remember, after each source is listed, students must then write 20 to 40 words about the text, including why it was selected for the project. The aim of this exercise is to teach students how to find information and assess its relevance for a project. Once completed, this material becomes the further heading for the main assignment. At that stage, students simply intertwine these sources with a set course heading. Your research for the main essay is done. Please do not be worried about this assignment. Tara is happy to help in any way, explaining the nature of information and source material. Do not hesitate. Come and see her or mail her with any queries. The word length for both parts of this project is a combined maximum of 1,000 words. While there were problems with how I structured this assignment in 2004, it did address the problems that have worried me in the last decade. Expectations about reading and research were revealed, and the unspoken assumptions about university education were presented. Further, for those students without this knowledge about finding research material, I constructed an information scaffold so that they knew what was required, and if they did not, then they must ask. This process aimed to make students think about the quality of information and how it is structured. It slowed their research process. The second part of this assignment enabled the development of this critical literacy by asking why sources were chosen and what they owed to the project. Attention was placed on theories of knowledge and how they were built on mechanisms of classifying, organizing and storing information. The broader lesson students learned was that while there is an abundance of information, what is scarce is the right information in an appropriate time and place. Often forgotten or never even realized, it is the rigorous refereeing process that formulates the production process for books and articles. While some material on the web is refereed, generally the pieces are short and the arguments less developed. The proliferation of blogs, where banal individual details have a potentially wide 17 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes, for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/digital audience, transforms our ability to judge, rank and assess relevance and significance. This assignment attempted to rate each and revalue the capacity to sift, sort and evaluate information. Through this type of assessment, students approach web searching with thought and consideration. As my course moved from the second semester to the first, and I was managing far more inexperienced and younger students, my curricula strategy also changed. I restricted their reading choices to only those materials that I provided for them. In other words, I blocked any further reading from their assessments. All that was required and assessed was given to them in a printed reader. This structurally blocked the need for any searching through banal and irrelevant sources, while also ensuring that plagiarism is almost impossible. My goal was not the development of research skills at this stage, but the confirmation of reading level, writing competency and interpretative capacity. The careful selection of rare and up-to-date sources, many published in the 2 months before the reader was printed, meant that it was impossible to buy an essay online, as it would be irrelevant. Also, by basing the content on Australian case studies American and British paper mills are redundant. 1. Analytical paper. Due date, Wednesday of week 7, April 12th, 2006. Weighting, 30% of the course length, 1500 words. Explore the meaning of Charles Leadbeater's phrase living in thin air. How does this phrase track the changes to work, leisure and lifestyle? Evaluative criteria. That is what we are looking for when marking your paper. Effective writing, referencing and clarity of expression. Your writing must be evocative and well drafted. Full sentences and paragraphing are required. Do not use bullet points. Also, there must be at least 10 references from course material, that is articles, from the reader included in your paper. Referencing style is also assessed. Strong and convincing engagement with a primary phrase and a capacity to interpret it through course readings. You must demonstrate an engagement with Leadbeater's phrase. Do not. 18 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Restate his argument, or paraphrase his book extract. You are exploring it in a creative, critical and interpretative fashion. Situate your argument into the ideas of other writers and the course reader. Evidence that the course readings have been understood. The level of understanding, comprehension and analysis will be assessed. 2. Policy submission. You have been given the task of writing a policy submission to the Premier of Western Australia. You must assess the creative WA document and recommend whether or not Western Australia is an appropriate site for the development of creative industries policies and initiatives. You can either write a general submission or assume the perspective of a particular interest group or community. Remember, assume a position and argue your case using the materials in the reader to provide the evidence to verify your case. Due date, end of week 12, May 26th, 2006. Weighting, 40% of the course length, 2,000 to 2,500 words. Evaluative criteria. Capacity to evaluate the core document. Exhibition of wide-ranging reading from the course, demonstrating correct referencing. Effective writing style, structure and tone. Level of interpretation and analysis. The second assignment was based on an unpublished policy document, so the students had no option but to use the course readings to interpret and assess this work. There is no other course in the world that has had access to creative WA. So while plagiarism is never impossible, someone can always be paid to write the work of others, there is no generic paper that has any relevance to these assignments with their specified band of required reading. The key in such an assessment strategy is to enforce that students use this provided material, or else they do not pass the course. Marks are determined through the use of the required readings that I choose with great care. This material is not only incredibly recent, but locally specific and in many cases, incredibly rare. The combination of these references also ensures that students must construct an original interpretation to link these readings together to answer the question. In specifying the minimum number of references that are required, I established clear parameters for their submitted bibliographies. The overt statement of expectations is important to first-year university. 19 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Students. I was staunch in the compliance to this number, and student continually probed my commitment to the scale of citation. Line of hyphens. From Catherine Sent, Wednesday 12th April, 2006, 10:43 AM to Tara Brabus on subject. Assignment. Hey Tara, I know this is last minute, but unfortunately I'm a last minute girl. I need help with my assignment. I'm getting confused with the topic, and I can't seem to find good references, or enough references for the topic. When are your consulting hours? Because I desperately need help. Love, Kate. Line of hyphens. Yes, this email was sent on the day of submission of this paper, only 5 hours before it was due. Even with a provided list of readings, she still could not find good references. Plagiarism was not my concern with Kate. The issue was time management. Line of hyphens. From. Matt sent. Friday, 24th March 2006, 5:11 p.m. to. Tara Brabas on subject. Ray. Creative Industries Help. Hi Tara, sorry to be painful, but this should be my last question. Do we really need to have 10 references from the readers? It's just that by coincidence my parents bought me a subscription to Time. I have found a couple of articles, one regarding obesity in America and one about everyday people creating wealth through the internet with blogs, short films, etc. I'd like to use these, but I feel that I am getting too wound up on having 10 references from the unit material. Have a good weekend. 20/34/06/13/20/10/5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Matt. Line of hyphens. Line of hyphens. From. Tara Brabas on sent. Saturday, 25th March 2006, 7:40, and to. Matt subject. Ray. Creative Industries Help. Hi Matt. Hope you are well. Thanks for your message. Matt, assignments in Creative Industries D have been written to use that reading. We do not want any further reading at all. And remember, there are many more articles than 10 in these relevant sections of the course, so students can choose what suits them. But they must choose from the quality material that we have gathered from around the world. That is the relevance too. That is what we are testing as being used. The reason that we want these references is to confirm that students have done the reading and are working at a level where they can interpret that material. So Time Magazine is not at a high enough level for university work. It's interesting and great to read, but we are asking a precise question using a precise body of knowledge. Remember too, the quotes may be 4 or 5 words in length, that's all. But you need to confirm that you can read and use them. As one of the criteria by which we're assessing your work is the use of reading. So you need to position yourself to get the marks from that part of the marking mix, okay? Let me know if I can do anything else. T. Line of hyphens. It is extraordinary that a student is complaining about the use of 10 references in a university-level assignment. I had collected and printed 38 separate extracts for students to use in the first 6 weeks of the course. 21/34/06/13/20/10/5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Asking students to select 10 from this list is neither excessive nor inflated. Obviously, many more references were required for a distinction grade. Fascinatingly, Matt attempted to argue that Time Magazine would be an adequate substitute for the carefully selected international scholarship. The key in avoiding plagiarism is to not only make expectations of scholarship overt and clear, but to ensure that these standards are met. For the student to think that Time is equivalent to higher levels of scholarship is part of the scholarly problem that needs to be corrected and addressed. The necessity for intervention and ensuring that every student is aware of their responsibilities is a way to not only inspire students with overt statements of expectations, but to transform a student culture of mediocrity. Such standards are based on a teacher's expertise, not the student's options to cut and paste. As David Lorger Conrad The clever teacher designs assignments and projects for which cheating or plagiarism is not an issue and really cannot be done. 20640. Indeed, if curriculum can be improved and outcomes clearly specified, then plagiarism and collusion are much more time-consuming and expensive than actually completing the assignment. The oddity for me was that students, when told that a minimum of 10 references were required, did not manage this number of citations. 22 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 Vertical Bar Herpes, for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. The internet does not cause plagiarism and cannot solve it. The internet did not create this low level of student reading and cannot solve it. There is money to be made in scanning systems like Turnitin, http://www.turnitin.com/integriguard, http://www.integriguard.com/, and Eve2, http://www.conexus.com/eve/. Yet the difficulty with this software is that it creates a culture that punishes the outcome of plagiarism rather than understands and contextualizes the cause of it. In many ways, students are only repeating the ideology of the last decade of higher education, where universities and governments have placed faith in technology to solve issues of social inclusion. As Selwyn realized, yet 7 years on from the first announcements of new labor's technology-assisted renaissance of adult learning, it is beginning to be acknowledged that ICT may not be having the wholly transformatory impact in adult education that many of its 23 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 Vertical Bar Herpes, for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Proponents would have had us believe, for example, levels of participation in ICT-based education remain relatively modest, 200-470. Also, such software creates an environment of self-satisfaction and overconfidence from university managers. We know obviously it does not search the entire internet. Some only troll the World Wide Web. Web pages are also unstable, and past issues of journals may be lost. Even the Google search engine does not index Google Answers. Royce, 20327. Certainly programs like Turnitin have advantages. They are able to search in a more methodical fashion than an academic or librarian. Yet they cannot search for the custom-written essays. Anti-plagiarism software does not detect ghost-authored papers. Sites such as EssayRelief.com and EssayHelp.com charge approximately $10 per page to write these assignments. When the tabloid West Australian newspaper revealed the shock horror news that UniEssays bought on internet for $119, the pro vice chancellor of Murdoch University, the same administrator whose headline comment commenced this paper, stated that Murdoch planned to introduce new plagiarism detection software next year. But Professor Thomas admitted anti-plagiarism software could detect only essays that were already available in line, not a commissioned essay. Thomas and Hyde 20.06b7. While demonstrating laws in Thomas's policy, the West Australian Deming University educators, by buying a ghost-written paper and then submitting it to a university tutor, who said that the essay would probably pass, though it was of a low standard. Hyde 20.06b7. The marker was unnamed, and there was no justification for why a tutor was chosen over a lecturer or professor, or why writing of low standard would actually pass. Cheating, plagiarism, and copying the work of others has always been a part of scholarship. The internet has only created a customized, post-Fordist digitized, transnational market for these Fordist papers. Matthew Wilson, managing director of Assay Writer Co. UK, stated that the prices for his services vary from 128 for a 2,000 word history essay to 4,670 for a master's dissertation. He also confirmed that the bulk of his business is derived from overseas students Wilson and Bocott and Johnson, 20059. Therefore, the logical response to his admission would be to monitor the entry level expectations and assessment standards of international students. In a business university, there can be no mention that actually the plagiarism problem is not widespread through the student body, but targeted to a particular population, one that is integral to the nonchalant survival of the institutions. What is rarely discussed is the uneven at best and low quality at worst standard of these downloadable papers. They are far too general and dated for the specific studies required in the contemporary academy. They should fail in any well-coordinated assessment strategy. 24 of 34 06 13 2010 5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. Two vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. And once more to literacy, the future requires no footnotes. 2003-280. Heather Jane Robertson. Critical literacy is a phrase we hear a lot at universities these days. Indeed, critical literacy and plagiarism have been dealing with mission statements and generic competencies in the metaphoric pop chart of higher education vocabulary for the 2000s. Yet concise definitions of these terms remain elusive and assumed. Mary McEnhorick's work is important because she clarifies these terms, arguing critical literacy is not an add-on to literacy debates, but requires the initial development of more instrumental modes of encoding and decoding. In Everyday Literacy with Spoken Language, when we talk to our friends and family, does not automatically mean that we are literate at and in school and university. She argues that we cannot learn to read and then concurrently critique or question what we are reading. Educators must be considered and thoughtful in how we move our students through the stages of literacy. The goal is to transfer and transform student thinking from understanding daily life through to understanding the inequalities and injustices of our daily life. In this process, Mary McEnhorick described critical literacy as dependent on students' prior engagement with mainstream/specialized literacy practices, 1998. 78. She confirms that it is not fair to invite our students to critique texts before they have learned to analyze them, and still less fair to those who cannot yet even process their meanings. 1998-78. Such a realization places the plagiarism crisis in context. Without students being taught the most basic of information literacies, any hope of critical literacies is a structural impossibility. Plagiarized work LLS the student bridge between desire and results. Teachers cannot make students literate. We can only move students from their current words and worlds so that they can align and negotiate a new context and environment. There is much subterfuge and semiotic smoke for these students to manage. The stick with which university administrators are hitting inexperienced students and the deployment of technology to track technology is part of a wider culture of surveillance. For example, George W. Bush wanted to monitor what searchers were looking up on the search engine. The privacy lawyer Thomas Burke realized that search engines now play such an important part in our daily lives that many people probably contact Google more often than they do their own mother. Just as most people would be upset if the government wanted to know how much you call your mother and what you talked about, they should be upset about this too. 20630. 25 of 34 06 13 2010 5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. Two vertical bar herpes for the information ag. Utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. While plagiarism policy focuses in software detection and cheating. The surveillance of information and use must be placed in context. There is a politics to information and a politics to how it is managed. For example, the FBI is frightened of librarians. The iconography and ideology of benign, bespectacled, quiet and solitary librarians has never been an accurate archetype, but those in power, wishing to survey the reading habits of terrorists and the rest of us, requested that librarians release information about searching and borrowing habits. A confidential email obtained by the Electronic Privacy Information Center from the FBI stated that, while radical militant librarians kick us around, true terrorists benefit from left bracket the Office of Intelligence Policy and Reviews right bracket failure to let us use the tools given to us front desk 20615. After September 11th, the governments of both John Howard and George W. Bush summoned back to basics literacy programs. Their entire focus was on encoding and decoding print, reading and writing. The most cursory glance at our environment confirms that the world is not filled with signs in English that tell us the truth about our lives. We read facial expressions, architecture, sounds and power structures. The focus in print by these governments means that reading and writing becomes an endpoint rather than the start of another stage or mode of literacy. Higher levels of literacy competence are then locked away from the disempowered as they master the basics, perpetuating the distribution of knowledge and power in society. Discussions of plagiarism snugly fit into this agenda. The goal is to track ownership of words rather than explore the broader values being distributed in education. Too often we just read. We do not ask why we are reading. We do not ask why our students are not reading. Cultural values are maintained. Elite understandings of literacy are perpetuated. High culture is naturalized as quality culture. The radical change to our campuses, students' regulatory policies, and curriculum after September 11th, the Second Iraq War, the South Asian tsunami, and the bombing of the London Underground, are vast. It is tougher to teach, and it is tougher to learn. Neoconservative morality tempers the range and mode of our ethical questions. Neoliberal market agendas sell our knowledge to the highest corporate bidder. University research is funded by corporations, often impacting on its effectiveness. This is the culture that our students are observing. Exhausted academics rarely updating curriculum because of time constraints, rarely holding teaching qualifications, and only being valued for research funding, not research quality. Yet our time and through the history we are writing around us demands more. Plagiarism is like herpes. It can be treated and managed, but never cured. The problem is that I am teaching a cohort of students, many of whom are the RST. 26 of 34-06-13-2010-5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes, for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Generation and their family to attend university are in part-time work and do not have either the experience or expectations about the requirements of advanced and internationally aware scholarship. Crucially, the proliferation and popularity of the internet and the World Wide Web in education has confirmed that literacy is not an endpoint, a skill to be achieved, but a process of ongoing development and change. Colin Langsra has shown how reading and writing remain social practices that require context to grant meaning. He stated that literacies are inseparable from practices in which they are embedded, and the acts of these practices, 1998-44. The ability to decode and interpret or plagiarize a text on a screen does not always create an understanding of the process through which information becomes knowledge. In creating a new word order, 1998-44, there is need to facilitate the participation, building and transformation of information platforms to create conditions conducive to learning and teaching. Searching, reading and writing must be placed in context. New basics are forming via the changes to capitalism and the nation-state. The older forms of literacy, based on encoding and decoding, must be crafted and translated for a mixed-media environment. Because use of digitized information refers to the movement of text between documents, there is an awkward connation between them, reading and interpreting material. The seamless passage/confusion between them and using information is one explanation of why plagiarism is a major problem in digitized educational settings. If this article has ordered an intervention in plagiarism debates, it is the importance of techno-skepticism. The skill and techniques of well-trained teachers and librarians are required in the information age to block students from Googling their way through a degree. Students, when made aware of the plurality of sources, searches, words and ideas, again became excited by learning. Teaching and learning is a negotiation of meaning, opening students to opportunities for interaction and reaction. The best of scholarship requires exhibility of the mind, built on a disciplined mobilization of academic protocols, scholarship and variable interpretation. It may be sacrilege in societies saturated with markets, branding and neoliberalism, but perhaps education is not meant to be cost-effective. Money has been removed from all levels of the educational sector. Investing in people, teachers, librarians and students will produce the required response. The most important question to ask at this time is how we will help our students in the post-industrial information age, and ponder the choices and the commitments that actually matter. Our lives are shaped and actively transformed by small events and few people. Yet these moments of intervention are revelatory and transcendent. One more story of teaching concludes this article. In the fifth week of semester, having just finished an 8:30 a.m. lecture and the tutorial that follows it, I was walking back to my office tired, but satisfied at the morning's work and ready. 27 of 34/06/13/2010/5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. Two vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. To start my second job, supervising the honors and postgraduate candidates. Yet as I left the tutorial block, a solitary figure sat like a thrown ragdoll on a chair. She was looking down and completely disconnected from her environment. She was enrolled in my course Creative Industries, so I walked over and crouched beside her. She seemed tiny, impossibly young and deeply lost. I asked how she was going. Her reply was disturbing, but honest. She expressed how much she was enjoying this course, but how the rest of university life was nothing like she thought it would be. She intended to finish the semester and get a job. I tried to support her as best I could and said I was happy to help in any way. 2 days later, an email arrived in my inbox. Line of hyphens. From. Sent. Tuesday, 28th March 2006 to 26 p.m. to. Tara Brabazon subject. Arg. Hey, Buzz, says about the nickname, I thought of it the other day, and I can't stop associating you with it. Just thought I'd let you know what I'm up to, seeing as you seemed interested, and said that I wasn't very enthused on Monday. It's gonna be long, so prepare. At the end of last year I got offered a job at this place, which is several shops away from my mother's salon. It's called XXXXX Marketing, Design and Print, which was cool cause I was thinking of heading in that direction. However, I turned it down as I had it in my head that I had to go to uni. All through school I was always like top of the class and stuff, so it was always expected that I would go to uni, get rich, and make everyone green with envy. Come year 12 I had no idea what to study, but I knew I was good at sciences, so applied for biomedical science. What the F%M%K is that? Got accepted and deferred. Then came crunch time, and so I, though media would be interesting. It so is not. So far, anyway. So yeah, I'm thinking I may go back to the guy at XXXXXXXX. His name is XXXXXXX. Bless him. And see if either the job is still there, or if there's any specific training I could do for any jobs in the future. I hopefully will do that either tomorrow or on Friday. That way I could finish this semester. 28/34/06/13/20/10/5:59 PM Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. So, I figured I could finish the semester, pass, get my points for my units, defer again and see what happens. Maybe if I can't get a job there, there may be some units that are relevant to that type of thing, like marketing or something. It's just I'm a real hands-on sort of person, and classrooms bore me to tears. Let me know what you think. I've spoken to some other people that are older and wiser, and they think it sounds like a wise thing to do, finish the semester, that is. If you think it's crap and I'm insane, tell me. It would be the first time someone has brought me back down to planet Earth. My boyfriend calls me a Sasquatch, bless his little heart, and my mom tells me I have a heart of stone, semi-true, maybe. My friends just call me a nut, especially when I get drunk and dance like an asshole. Be brutal. Scoob XX. Line of hyphens. This is one of those emails that arrive each semester that makes me question why I teach students. It is always difficult to ascertain in emails such as this if students cannot write with clarity and accuracy, or choose not to. Clearly she should not be at university. Indeed, why she chose to attend when classrooms bore me to tears is a mystery. Yet most of us who have taught first years long enough can predict her future. She is bored by education, but assumes that the workplace will be filled with excitement and challenge. A young woman without qualifications, intellectual discipline or the capacity to write with clarity and skill does not have a bright future in front of her, particularly in design and marketing. One week after sending this email, she saw me again to say that she had decided to leave university. The design firm did not offer her employment, but an afternoon week in unpaid training. When I suggested that she could do this training and finish the semester, she replied that she did not have time. I raised an eyebrow. She corrected herself. Oh, okay. I have time, but I just don't want to study. No librarian or teacher can solve Scoob's life choices. While we frighten students with talk of plagiarism, the gifts derived from transformative reading, evocative writing and dissenting thinking are undiscussed. Plagiarism is a symptom of a crisis of positionality, a reconfiguration of the role of academics, students, libraries and information in our contemporary universities. Yet discussions of plagiarism also reveal the relationship between knowledge and society. Muller described this movement as a transitional capitalism. The crisis of positionality comes down to this, that there are no more bona fide utopias, no more great solutions, and therefore no more enviable grand gesture, tilts against capitalism, against the system. 29/34/06/13/20/10/5:59 PM Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes, for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Against domination in general. The gesture of refusal itself can, in and of itself, no longer be considered radical. Such gestures must today be seen for what they are, the repetitive reconceptualizations of capitalism and the system, for what else could they be, in the absence of any conceivable alternative. 1997-205. The purpose and point of education is implicated in this crisis of positionality, pulled between cut and pasting and reading, collusion and collaboration, funded research and independent scholarship, plagiarism and politics. With no grand gestures left, our choices are clear. Be grateful for plagiarism software, or dig in, be better and aim higher. References: Angela Carter, Shelley. 2000. Stolen Language. London, Pearson ESL. Ashworth Peter, Madeleine Freewood and Ronald. MacDonald. 2003. The Student Life World, and the Meanings of Plagiarism, Journal of Phenomenological Psychology. 34250, 7279. Auer, Nicole and Ellen Krupar. 2001. Mouse Click Plagiarism, Library Trends. Winter 415-433. Battelle John. 2005. All the World's a Platform, The Guardian. September 292. Bolkin, JV 2006. Avoid the Plague. Tips and Tricks for Preventing and Detecting Plagiarism, Journal of Vocational Education and Training. 33414. Brabazon Terra. 2004. Bachelor of Arts Google. Graduating to Information Literacy, Editor Online Conference, on e-learning and science, and design technology, http://editor. Libro. AC. UK/upload/brabazon.pf. PDF. Access on June 10, 2006. Burke Margaret. 2004. Deterring Plagiarism. A New Role for Librarians, Library Philosophy and Practice. 6-4. Burke Thomas. 2006. Google Fights White House Spy Bid, The West Australian. January 23-30. Coates, Tim. 2005. Think Tank, Society Guardian. September 7-5. 2006. Library Journal, January 20-6-15. Gerard Nancy. 2004. Plagiarism, An Ethical Problem in the Writing World, 30 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 Vertical Bar Herpes, for the Information Ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/ AORN Journal. AT 14. Halpin, T. 2005. Schools Still Cannot Teach Pupils to Read by Age of 11, The Times. April 7-1. Hyatt, B. 2006A. Eunice Crackdown on Student Cheats, The West Australian. January 2-1-2. Hyatt, B. 2006B. Eunice Facebook on Internet, for $119, The West Australian. April 1-8-7. http://www.conexus.com/eve/nd. Accessed on June 20th, 2006. http://www.integriguard.com/nd. Accessed on June 20th, 2006. http://www.turniton.com/nd. Accessed on June 20th, 2006. http://www.uau.edu/handbook/course/plagiarism. HTML, ND. Acknowledgement Practice/Plagiarism, accessed on January 22, 2006. http://www.library.uau.edu/help-training/tutorials/research/books. HTML, ND. Research Edge. Information Types Books, accessed on January 22, 2006. http://www.library.uau.edu/help-training/tutorials/research/journals. HTML, ND. Research Edge. Information Types Journals, accessed on January 22, 2006. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilib/connectors. HTML, ND. Using connectors, accessed on January 22, 2006. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilib/identify. HTML, ND. Identifying keywords, accessed on January 1, 2006. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilib/nd. Information Literacies Introductory Program, accessed on January 22, 2006. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilib/module_01spartum. HTML, ND. Module 1. Spartum Your Research, accessed on January 22, 2006. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilib/module_02redlist. HTML, ND. Module 2. Redm Lists, accessed on January 22, 2006. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilib/module_03finals. HTML, ND. Findem Journal Articles, accessed on January 22, 2006. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilib/module_03more info. HTML, ND. Module 3. Findem More Information, accessed on January 22, 2006. 31 of 34 06 13 2010 5:59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 vertical bar herpes, for the information ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agar/fastcapitalism/2_2/uau.edu/student/attributes/ilib/module_04answer2. HTML, ND. Answers, accessed on January 22, 2006. http://uau.edu/student/attributes/ilib/module_04plagiarism. HTML, ND. Module 4. Avoiding Plagiarism, accessed on January 22, 2006. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilib/module_05evalinf. HTML, ND. Module 5. Evaluating Ampersand Using Information, accessed on March 30, 2006. http://www.uau.edu/student/attributes/ilib/printbook_ost. HTML, ND. Keyword search, accessed on January 22, 2006. Johnson Doug, 2004. Plagiarism Proofing Assignments, Phi Delta Kappan. 85-540-9553. Kingston Peter, 2006. Hitting the Wrong Target, The Guardian. January 3-19. Cather Terra, 2003. A Profile of the Ethical Professor, College Teaching. 51-153-160. Langs Rikolen, 1998. Frameworks and Work Frames, Literacy Policies and New Orders, Unicorn, 2443-58. Large, S2001. Jisc Workshop on Electronic Detection of Plagiarism. http://www.jisc.ac.uk/uploaded_documents/plagiarism_notes. RTF. Accessed on June 20, 2006. Lenhart Amanda et al. 2001. The Internet and Education. Findings of the Pew Internet and American Life Project. http://www.pewinternet.org/pdfs/pip_schools_report. PDF. Accessed on January 22, 2006. Larcher David. 2003. The Digital School Library, Teacher Librarian. 3014-40. Logue Roger. 2005. Plagiarism. The Internet Makes It Easy, Nursing Standard. 1840-43. Luke Allen. 1998. Getting Over Method. Literacy Teaching His Work, in New Times. Language Arts. 75300-5313. McEnhorick Mary. 1998. Exploring the Requirements of Critical School Literacy. A View from Two Classrooms, pp. 78-94, in Literacy and Schooling, edited by F. Christian Remission. London. Routledge. McInerney-Anita. 2005. The Best Defense is a Good Offense, Learning and 32 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 Vertical Bar Herpes, for the Information Ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. Leading with Technology. 3948. McCabe and L. Trevino. 1996. What We Know About Cheating in College Change. 28-29-33. McCullough, Mark and Melissa Holmberg. 2005. Using the Google Search Engine to Detect Word-for-Word Plagiarism in Master's Theses. A Preliminary Study, College Student Journal. McClarity, Charles and Karen Faust. 2004. Electronic Plagiarism is a College Instructor's Nightmare Prevention and Detection, Journal of Education, for Business. January/February 1, 86-189. Muller Johann. Social Justice and Its Renewals, International Studies in the Sociology of Education. 7195-210. Aberman Cerise. 1996. Library Instruction. Concepts and Pedagogy in the Electronic Environment, RQ35 Full Text. Rhodes C. et al. 2002. Widening Participation in Higher Education, Journal of Vocational Education and Training. 44-100, 33-144. Robertson Heather Jane. 2003. Toward a Theory of Negativity, Journal of Teacher Education. 54-280, 297. Royce John. 2003. Has Turnitin. Com Got It All Wrap Up. Teacher Librarian. 30-25-30. Sayers Richard. 2003. Managing Hybrid Collections, for the Future, The Australian Library Journal. November 4, 10, 412. Scanlon Patrick. 2005. Student Online Plagiarism. How Do We Respond? College Teaching. 51-161, 165. Scanlon Patrick and D. Newman. 2002. Internet Plagiarism Among College Students, Journal of College Student Development. 43-370, 3385. Selwyn Neal et al. 2004. Adults Use of ICTs for Learning, Journal of Vocational Education and Training. 56-200, 69-290. Smith C., Brian. 2003. Fighting Cyberplagiarism, Library Journal. July 15th. http://www.librarynjournal.com/article/ca304092. HTML. Winter Edward. 2006. Editorial. Plagiarism, Journal of Sports Science. 24113. Fast Capitalism 2. 2. 33 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m. Fast Capitalism 2. 2 Vertical Bar Herpes, for the Information Ag. http://www.utah.edu/huma/agger/fastcapitalism/2_2/. http://www.fastcapitalism.com. 34 of 34 06 13 20 10 5 59 p.m.